Oh my god, I didn't know that anyone was in here. I thought I was being all stealthy and making my dramatic exit from the chaos in the living room, and turns out you beat me to it. Well, you mind if I stay? I needed some air. Not like air, but emotional air. You get it. They're doing karaoke now. I think someone just tried to sing Adele while holding a full beer. It was honestly kind of heroic. Terrible, but heroic. You've been here for a while, huh? I should have guessed. You're always slipping off to the quiet corners. I respect it. It's like your superpower or something. Sensing the least chaotic space and claiming it for yourself. Well, I hope I'm not ruining your peace. What are you doing here anyway? Just vibing? Hiding? Regretting every social decision that led you to this house tonight? God, I'm being loud, aren't I? Sorry, I'm a tiny bit drunk. Like, not enough to throw up or text my ex, but just enough to feel fuzzy. The nice part of drunk, where everything feels kinda floaty, and I suddenly feel like hugging every person I've ever loved. Don't worry, I'm not gonna hug you yet. What are you drinking anyway? Wait, let me guess. Something super boring, like plain beer, or one of those gin and tonics you always get. You have a very consistent vibe, you know that. It's comforting, like a reliable playlist. I was drinking some neon pink monstrosity that I think had Red Bull in it. Bad decisions in liquid form, but it had a little umbrella, and I am weak for gimmicks. This room's kinda nice, actually. I don't think I've ever been in here before. It's like weirdly quiet compared to the rest of the house. Almost suspiciously quiet. Makes you wonder what kind of secrets are hidden in these walls. Did you come in here with someone? Or just on your own? Lone wolf move. Classic you. You know, you could have told me that you were escaping. I would have followed you. I've got good instincts, but they're not psychic. Or maybe they are, and I just knew you'd been here waiting like a cryptid in the dark. What? I don't know, I'm feeling chatty. Actually, I like this better. This whole situation. Just sitting here, no yelling, no weird party games, and no spilled drinks. Just us. It's nice. Are you always this quiet when you're tipsy? Or is it because I'm taking up all the conversational air? I'm guessing you've had one drink, too, Max? I thought so. Responsible as ever. God, we're such opposites sometimes. You're all quiet and grounded and mysterious, and I'm just this whirlwind of noise and bad decisions in a cute dress. But it works, somehow. I like that you don't try to match me. You just let me be a ridiculous mess without trying to fix it. That's rare, you know. Most people either try to calm me down or they run away. But you just sit like a rock in the ocean. Or a cat who doesn't care that everything around it's on fire. Are you tired? I can shut up if you want to zone out. Just say the words and I will. I've got plenty of internal monologue to keep myself company. But if you don't mind, I kind of feel like talking. Just for a little while. Do you ever think about how weird it is that some people just don't like silence? Like, they get all uncomfortable and rush to fill it with small talk or weird noises. But you're not like that. You actually let things breathe. That's rare. People don't let things breathe anymore. And I know I talk a lot, but I like the quiet too, when I'm with you. It doesn't feel awkward. It just feels easy. You know, I almost didn't come tonight. I was just in one of those moods. Not sad exactly, just meh. Like, everything felt kind of dull and noisy and pointless. But then I remembered that you would be here. And suddenly it didn't sound so bad. Which, wow, okay. Didn't plan to say that out loud. Drunk brain's got no filter. Just blurting stuff out. That's fun. But seriously, you always make things better. You don't even have to do anything. You just are, and it's better. God, that sounded cheesy. Whatever. I'm already this deep. Might as well keep digging. I think I like being around you because you make me feel grounded and safe. Like, when I'm with you, I don't feel like I have to perform. I can just be a little messy, a little loud, a little drunk. And it's okay. You're always so there, you know? Do you ever think about us? Not like that. I mean, just how we work, you and me. We're so different, but somehow it's like click, like instant comfort. Like we've known each other way longer than we actually have. I don't get that with a lot of people. Do you remember when we met? At that thing that mutual friends get together forever ago. You were standing off to the side like some kind of shy background character in a movie. and I thought, who's that? And why do I want to sit next to them for the rest of the night? So I did. And you didn't run away. Which was very brave. Or reckless. Maybe both. I guess what I'm trying to say is, being around you, it makes me feel like I don't have to pretend that I'm okay when I'm not. Like tonight, I was kind of spiraling, but then I found you in here, and now I'm okay. You do that to me. It's weird. But good weird. Can I ask you something? Earlier, before I came in here, I saw you talking to someone. That tall girl with the sparkly top. You were laughing. It looked like you were getting along. Were you into her? Not that it's any of my business, of course. Just curious. I mean, people, they flirt at parties. It happens. I just didn't expect you to flirt. Well, if that's even what it was, I don't know. It's dumb. Forget I said anything. I mean, if you were into her, I would have to fight her, obviously. But I would win. No question. I might be small, but I've got chaotic energy on my side. Would you have left with her if she asked? I'm just messing with you. Sort of. I guess I just didn't love seeing you talk to her like that. Even if I have no right to feel that way. I don't like sharing your attention. It's addictive. You're just really easy to like. Annoyingly so. And now I'm sitting here with you, all tipsy and babbling like an idiot, while you sit there all calm and sweet and... God, this is so unfair. You're not even drunk enough to forget this tomorrow. But I'm going to wake up mortified while you'll be sipping coffee like nothing happened. Hey, promise me that you won't make this weird, okay? Even if I say dumb stuff tonight. Even if I cross some line that I shouldn't. Just let's not be weird tomorrow, okay? Can we do that? You're doing that thing again. That thing where you look away when you're flustered. Yeah, you are. Don't deny it. It's cute. You think I haven't noticed before? Honestly, I'm kind of mad that I never tried it sooner. Getting you flustered is fun. Like, really fun. I mean... Look at you right now. You're trying so hard not to react. Like I'm not right here. Sitting this close. Looking right at you. You're practically holding your breath. You're so bad at hiding things. I mean... I like that about you. So, Tell me, what exactly is going through that head of yours right now? No, really, I want to know. Because, well, you've got that face. The one that you make when you're trying not to think something. Which always means you are thinking it. And I'm dying to know what it is. Is it something about me? I won't be mad. I might tease you a lot, but I won't be mad. Besides, it's only fair. I've been thinking a lot of things about you tonight, too. And before you ask, no, I will not tell you. Not yet. Where's the fun in that? God, this is wild. You know what's crazy? I never let myself do this. Flirt like this and talk like this, but I feel like I'm floating right now. Like, none of this is real. Like, if I say something stupid, it won't count tomorrow. But it does feel real. You feel real, and I don't know what you're doing to me, but I like it way too much. You keep looking at my lips. You don't even realize that you're doing it, do you? I could say something right now. I could call you out harder, but I won't. Because I kind of like watching you squirm. Oh, sorry, but it's true. You've been this sweet, steady, quietly charming person in my life for so long. I've just been ignoring it. And now I'm drunk and sitting way too close and realizing that, well, you're not just sweet, you're dangerous. You make people feel things. I should probably move back a little, huh? But I won't. You could tell me to, you know that, right? Just say the word and I'll scoot all the way to the other side of the couch. Interesting. Not saying anything. That's fine. Let's just stay like this for a little longer. You're really warm, you know that. I always thought you would be. Don't ask me why. It's one of those weird instincts that you get about someone. Like, the kind of person who gives really good hugs without even trying. The kind of person who would lend you their jacket, then complain about being cold themselves just to make you laugh. You're that person. And now I'm here, barely a breath away, thinking about a million things that I probably shouldn't. Thinking about... Okay, I need you to stop looking at me like that. Seriously, because... Well, if you keep doing that, I don't think I'll be able to stop myself from... Never mind, forget it. Why are you so quiet all of a sudden? Did I break you? Come on, say something. You're not saying anything. That it's very dangerous, you know? Because when you don't talk, I start filling in the blanks, and, well, right now, my imagination is getting very carried away. You're still doing it. That look like you're trying to memorize me or something. And don't tell me that you're not. I can feel it. I can feel you watching me. Like you're holding back something big. Something that's just about to tip over. I wonder what would happen if I leaned in right now. If I closed that little bit of space between us, would you let me? Or would you pull away? You're not pulling away now. And I'm getting the feeling that you don't want to. I shouldn't be doing this, huh? I mean, this crosses a line, right? We're best friends. You don't do this. Except now. My heart is racing and, well, yours is too. I know it is. Don't even try to hide it. And you're looking at me like you want this just as badly as I do. So, if that's true, then why are we still sitting here pretending that we're not about to fall apart? You know what I think? I think you've wanted this for a long time. And I think I've been too stupid to notice. Or maybe I noticed and I was too scared to believe in. But right now, I'm not scared at all. Okay. Maybe I'm a little scared, but not enough to stop. This close, I can feel your breath. Can you feel mine? We're barely touching, but it already feels like too much. And not enough at the same time. I want to do it. God, I want to, but I won't. Not unless you're not stopping me. You're not saying no. Your eyes. You're giving me the answer already. So, I'm gonna count to three, okay? And if you're still this close, I'll do it. One, two, three. I always knew that you would taste good. I'm so glad that you won this too because, well, I couldn't hold back any longer. Do you want more too? You want more than this? Yeah, I'm sure you do. I can almost see it already. Lay on the bed, baby. Let me give you a good night. It was so right. You're already so excited, baby. Why didn't you tell me earlier? You knew how bad I wanted this. I've wanted you for so long. I've always wanted to try and see what it feels like. Did you want to too? Yeah. Let's find out, okay? It feels so good. Fuck. Baby. You feel so good inside of me. I can't believe we didn't do this earlier. Yeah, keep going like that, babe. Yeah. I fantasized about this so much. You can't even imagine it. I've always dreamed about doing this with you, but I was so scared that you didn't want it. I had to do it by myself for so long. Always to the thought of you. I can't believe that I get to have you now. And from now on, you'll be mine, okay? You'll be mine and nobody else's. Your whole body and all of you, it belongs to me, okay? No more flirting with other girls, only with me. And this, only with me too. You have to be a very good boy, okay? Be a very good boy and do what I say, okay? You're mine. You're mine and no one else's. Good boy.